meet them. Well, happy Easter, everyone. Good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. I'm not going to keep you long today. I mean it this time. I decided to do more singing than preaching today, so I'm not going to hold you too long. But I did want to share, because of the season, why we are here, the Lord that we serve, the significance of this day. And there's a lot of things that go into Easter, not just the resurrection, not just the ascension. But the real point is that he's conquered death. And a lot of times it's hard for us to kind of process that. We talk about it. We say it. We know John 3:16, probably our favorite verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But what does that mean, this everlasting life? We can't really put it into proper context because we're still in the physical. And this life, as we know it, this body that we're housed in, is deteriorating. It is perishing. So when he says perish, he's not talking about our bodies, is he? He's talking about something more than that. This week, I went, as many of us did, went and got some new things for Easter. Well, I didn't get to get anything new, but I did take my six-year-old to get a new hairdo. She was all excited. I'm sorry, my three-year-old. They're all the same at this point. I'm lucky if I call them by the right name most of the time. But I took her to get her hair done, right? Second time she's ever gotten it done. And she's getting it all done up. And the lady that's doing her hair, I noticed she has a Star of David on around her neck. And I asked her, I said, oh, are you celebrating Passover this week? Are you Hebrew, Jewish? And she said, well, no, I'm Christian. I said, oh, okay, well, I'm a pastor at a church. She's like, really? Yes. It's like Parkview Christian Church in Chesapeake, at the corner of Western Branch and Taylor Road. Feel free to come on out anytime. So we started talking, and she shared with me how her grandson, 7 years old, had died of cancer a few weeks ago. And it was still heavy on her heart and on her mind. And she started telling me, and she said, you know, I know God is able. And we prayed and we prayed, and we had people from all over countries praying. And she was from Panama, and she had family in the Dominican and Puerto Rico, and they were all praying that a miracle would happen. And she said, nothing changed. He wasn't healed. And I could see the weight of that on her face. And she said, you know, I have questions. I know God does things that we don't understand, but I have questions. And I listened to her, and I understood that I wouldn't be able to necessarily answer her questions. But I did say, you know, this is Holy Week. And it's a week where we recognize that this coming Sunday, Christ rose from the dead. And in believing that Christ rose from the dead, it means that he defeated death. And in meaning that he defeated death, it means that we who believe in him, that when this body deteriorates and goes away, that our spirit will live on. And will live on in a heavenly place, in an existence of peace and joy, for an eternity, which means on and on and on and on. And so, yes, we don't understand why God does things. We don't understand the magnitude of the depths of his thinking and moving and operating. But I asked her, I said, well, don't you think that that seven-year-old young spirit, and any child is too early to be taken away. It always feels it hurts worse when they're so young. But don't you feel that his spirit has more power in heaven than it does here, trapped in this flesh? That whatever God's plan is for taking him, that his plan can be implemented even more effectively close to him in heaven than down here with us on earth. She looked at me and she thought about that. And I don't know if I made her feel any better or not. But one thing I do know is that we have to realize that this flesh is temporary. It's limited for a reason. If God wanted us to wear this forever, then he would have made us that way. But he knows that this can't withstand where we're going. And so we're thankful that we have a victory in this life over death, over whatever it is to come next. But in believing in him, we have a victory over our lives today. How we're going to approach this life, how we're going to approach our challenges, the things that come against us. We have a sword. It's called the Word. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God and the Word was with God. So whenever you feel you can't go any further, you're not sure what to do next, look at his Word. Pull out the sword. Fight the battle. Because we have a resurrected spirit. It can't die. So whatever you think is trying to kill you, and I know it is, you've already conquered. You already have the victory in the name of Jesus. You have already conquered in the name of Jesus. So let us celebrate this day, knowing that his spirit has risen us up to conquer and take victory in this life. We are no longer victims because we claim the victory in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. As the band comes forward,